Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, this is terrific news. Those of you sometimes who need medical care at short notice, and it happens to people, can happen to anybody, and they don't really want to get on a queue over at the emergency at the hospital or whatever because they think it's going to be a long wait. That may be true in some occasions. Other people don't like going there at night. Of course, on weekends, some people that have had too much to drink, and that is unpleasant for other people awaiting attention sometimes. So here's an option. I think this is very interesting indeed, maybe just what you've been waiting for. Now, this is how it reads. Cairns Urgent Care Clinic, Proprietary Limited in very small print. Medicare Urgent Care Clinic, Cairns South Medicare Urgent Care Clinic. Now, the opening hours at the moment, Monday to Friday, midday to late, Saturday and Sunday, 10 in the morning till 6. Well, this is incredible. From yesterday, the hours changed to, for example, from 12 to late Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is a goldmine for people who struggle to fit in those other hours. Now, on Saturdays, Sundays and public holidays, which used to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's now 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., so you get an extra hour there. But the other one's a goldmine for people because if they're working certain hours, oh, they've got kids and whatever, there's lots of reasons they wouldn't fit into the original midday to 8 p.m., well, that becomes 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's a goldmine for people. And some people don't want to go to the Cairns-based hospital, Cairns Hospital either, to have access to the service here for various reasons. Now, I just put a call through to the Chief Executive, North Queensland Primary Health Network. This is Sean Rooney. Hello, Sean.
G'day, John.
I can hear people cheering from here, particularly mums and dads that really struggle. And there's kids and there's all sorts of issues. Why those limited hours, 12 to late, are suddenly becoming 8 till 10.
Yeah, look, it's a good news story for the people of Cairns. Yes. I mean, our job here at the Northern Queensland Primary Health Network is to ensure that people and communities up in our region get access to the right health care at the right place at the right time. Because getting this right actually helps people to live longer, happier and healthier lives. Yeah. Now, for the people of Cairns, having a Medicare urgent care clinic available to them in their community provides that intermediary step between you've got a condition that is pretty urgent but not life-threatening, you can't get into your GP for a few days, you don't want to go to the ED department, so now you've got somewhere to go, which is the Cairns South Medicare Urgent Care Clinic.
Exactly. Now, tell me how a person with no medical background decides whether or not he or she needs this standard of service or the emergency department.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to note, if it's a life-threatening condition, you know, if it is a matter of life and death, you're calling an ambulance, you're heading to the ED department. But if you've got, say, a sports injury or a minor fracture or sprain, a cut that might need glue or stitches, or a child that has a fever and you're not sure, you can't get into your GP, you know, these are the types of things where if you're not able to access your GP, you can walk up to the urgent care clinic with your Medicare card and sit there, be triaged and see somebody to be able to look at the condition and hopefully treat it.
Well, for most people, to go to their GP at 10 o'clock on, well, what is here, Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. after 5 p.m. is very, very difficult. This service Monday to Friday is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturdays, Sunday and public holidays. Yeah. So, I mean, the service has been operating since just before Christmas. It's seen over nearly 1,200 people. It averages about 30 or 40 people a day. The wait times we hear, depending on the number of people requiring care at any given time, is less than what you would expect in an ED department. Mm. So it really is, a win for the community to have this as an alternative. If you can't get into your GP when you need to, as an alternative to going to an emergency department.
Now, Sean, and we've endured limited services now for some years. They're getting better gradually, and this is a big step forward. But over that period... There's been a habit, and I can understand why, of people targeting those who turn up for attention and get on a long queue. Why? Because they've got an ingrown toenail. And people have made people have made them fundamentally the target of criticism based on the fact that, well, they're being rather selfish when you've got people with broken arms and twisted ankles and whatever else, and you're turning up to take up the time of medical professionals with an ingrained toenail. What's your comment?
Well, I think what happens is if when someone turns up to the urgent care clinic, whatever their condition, they're assessed and triaged, and it's much like an emergency department, that they treat the most urgent as appropriate. Now, if someone turns up and they have an urgent condition that really can't be dealt with at the urgent care clinic, then they are transferred to the emergency department by the Queensland Ambulance Service. But if someone turns up with let's say a compound fracture to their arm versus someone who's got a fever, I think you know who you're going to be seeing first, because that's how you would triage those conditions.
The other one that comes up from time to time is drunks. I think it's more likely weekends, but drunks after hours, and they can be particularly unpleasant with people who are suffering. What's the policy there, Sean, as far as, this particular urgent care clinic is concerned? There have been issues in the past where people say, oh, at the hospital, I wish they'd be more strict is the word, probably.
I understand that. And let's be frank, there's no place for antisocial behaviour in any of these locations, be it a GP practice, an urgent care clinic, a hospital. People who are working there are doing so because they have a genuine desire and passion to care for people that need support and assistance. So what we do is we ask anybody who's presenting to any of those locations to bear that in mind, that people are there because they want to help. If you behave appropriately, you will be seen to at an appropriate time, and you will get the assistance and care you need. And just be mindful that there are others around, and you want to behave in an appropriate way in a public space.
I was just thinking, now the situation with doctors around town at the moment, the staffing challenge you faced when you extended the hours, was that steep?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is always a challenge up in our location. I mean, at the moment, we're going through a national skills shortage in what's termed the care economy, which is, you know, healthcare, aged care, disability care, all of those human services. There is an even bigger a workforce shortage, and then you compound that with trying to get people to come and live in the fabulous, wonderful regions that we live in. This is a challenge. I've got to say, one of the roles of the Primary Health Network is to seek to attract and retain GPs and registered nurses and other health professionals. And just in the past 12 months, we've been able to bring 14 doctors from interstate into North Queensland to provide general practice services into the community. It is an ongoing challenge. We're working with universities, we're working with state government and federal government to look at any number of ways to find the things that would attract and retain great healthcare professionals up here. And part of that's based on the lifestyle that they can have, that they don't get those opportunities down south.
Mm. Now, this term's interesting. It's a bit of an oxymoron, I think. Walk-in appointments only. Do you have to make an appointment or just walk in?
No, it's walk in. I mean, it's always difficult to, you know, get the terminology right. But basically, come in with your Medicare card. Yeah. You'll be seen, triaged and seen as appropriate relative to the other people whose care needs are around.
Can you imagine how excited some people are? This is a significant extension of availability of care in our community. I think it's bloody wonderful.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's part of a national initiative. The federal government is funding a number of these. I think there's 31 now around the country. Oh, sorry, 58 around the country now. The success over the last, 12 months has been significant because, as you say, this makes a real difference to people in their communities because they get access to care when and where they need it. Yeah. And so we're certainly talking to government about, well, hey, where else in our patch could we also look to bring these services?
Mm. By the way, are you based up here?
Yeah. So I'm based in Townsville. We have offices in Cairns and offices in Mackay. I'm down in Mackay catching up with our crew down here and working with some of the local stakeholders.
So you're in North Queensland?
Yeah.
Where did you come from, Sean?
Brisbane, most recently. But before that, I worked in Canberra for many, many years with both government and not-for-profit organisations. Done a lot of work in what's known as primary care, so general practice, and also in aged care, yeah.
Oh, you're from Canberra. You'll get over that eventually.
I know. You know, it's kind of... I'm getting over it. You're right. Yeah.
I've enjoyed this discussion today. Thank you, Sean.
It's great
news. We'll stay in touch.
Will do. My pleasure. Take care.
I'm just going to go through these details again. For those people, particularly if you sometimes struggle with, some children are sicker than others sometimes and you need attention late at night, for example. Here we go again. It's the CanSouth Medicare Urgent Care Clinic, currently open Monday to Friday, 12 to 8. That becomes 8 in the morning till 10 at night. And Saturday and Sunday, at the moment, 10 till 6, and that actually becomes, on Saturday, Sunday, and public holidays, 9 in the morning till 6 at night. Walk-in appointments only, meaning walk-in. 5B Walker Road, Edmonton.